Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection, and we have Bartlesville Regional United Way, Lisa Carey, and Annie. How you doing?
We're doing great, Tom. How are you? Thanks so much for having us.
I'm super. We just wrapped up a nice golf tournament, ladies.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yes, it was fantastic. So great to be back in on the course. The last one we had in 2019. 2020, of course, was the year we are choosing not to speak about right now.
No.
it looks like we will possibly set a new record on the funds we've raised.
See what happens when you make them wait?
I know. We had a record number of golfers, record number of holes on course, hole mm-hmm. sponsors, mm-hmm. and it was just a great time. I'm so, so thankful for the partnership between Phillips 66 and ConocoPhillips and all of those golf sponsors that came out. We had a fun event. It was hot, but it was great, and so grateful that we were able to raise a lot of money.
And you know, the city of Bartlesville just loves to have visitors. Maria Gus tells me it just starts with a visit. Next thing you know, people start living here.
It's true. It's true. I don't know. Maybe Annie has something to say about that, but it does certainly provide an economic boost for the city of Bartlesville. The vendors are mostly out of town, so they stay in our hotels, they eat at our restaurants, they shop at our stores. And that just makes it even better. So we're glad to have the ability to put on such a fantastic tournament and then spread the love throughout the city of Bartlesville and showcase what a really great place this is.
Now, Annie Saltzman is here with us. Good morning, first
Good
of
morning.
All. Annie. I know you're a little shy. This is the first time you've done a radio interview, isn't it?
First time.
Well, welcome to the club.
Oh, man. So exciting.
Now, you are a board member, and you're also the vice chair of the campaign, correct?
That is correct.
That sounds like a lot of work.
You know, actually, it's not any work at all. No.
Well, when it's a labor of love, it
labor of love.
It's you know, what was it? There's a verse in the Bible that says, "Toil in that which delights you, and you'll never work a day in your life."
Maybe I'm not. That, I'm
not,
not
there yet.
I don't know about that.
That sounds right, Tom. Sounds right.
Sounds right.
Yeah. I'm quoting scripture. Okay. But anyway, we had the nice halftime show.
Oh yes,
at the Bartlesville high school game, and that is always something that people get crazy about. They get the little rally towels. Tell us what's going on there.
Well, we were able to announce our campaign goal, which is, drum roll please, $2.3 million.
Piece of cake.
Yes.
Piece of cake.
Yes.
Piece of cake.
We've got, that's what Annie tells me and encourages me often. We're going to do this. We've got this.
It's
so
in the bag.
We were grateful again to do that with the Bartlesville Public Schools at their first home football game and able to coordinate or collaborate with Chick-fil-A, had the cow. We did partner with Moxie to provide those rally towels. It was great being on the field, seeing everyone wave those rally towels, and just excited with the help of the Bartlesville cheerleaders and the Bruin Brigade that they were able to give us an exciting announcement of our campaign goal.
Now, Annie, that's big time. I mean, that is big time. They, you know, for a high school, they make it look like a major college production when they do something like that, don't they?
They do, but, you know, the more and more I realize being in Bartlesville, like, this is such a special community, and not to downplay the enormity of the goal, but if anyone can do it, we can do it here mm-hmm. in Bartlesville. Like, people seem to really rally here and come together, and I fully believe, while not an easy goal, we'll achieve it here.
I agree.
We will.
Yeah, one thing I noticed when I moved here a couple of years ago, there are so many people who will rally for your success, not mm-hmm. even knowing you. And that's just the way the community's made up. It started a long time ago, and it stayed that way.
Yeah.
it's
pretty fantastic
place.
Here, yeah.
It really is, and it encompasses one of my favorite phrases, and I wonder if anyone, our listeners, would know. It's Live United.
There you go. I got that on a T-shirt.
There's several of those T-shirts going around town, yeah. But I moved here 26 years ago and fell in love with how people take care of people here. And there are some gaps in our community, but our agencies are able to step up and meet those needs. But we're always looking for ways to improve and to help those persons in our community achieve success in the areas of health, education, and financial stability. So very, very encouraged by what has happened in the past. But now in the present, we need people to reach down and look into their soul and see what's important to you. If you want to give, that's great. If you want to volunteer, that's great. If you would like to advocate for us, that's great. We just want people to be part of the solution, and United Way gives them an opportunity to do that.
And if you want to be part of the solution, you can get a hold of United Way. Now, Annie, I'm sure if somebody's got $1,000 in their pocket just burning to find a home for it, they can get a hold of you there at United Way, right? I mean, you'll take that, put that into your campaign, won't you?
Oh, absolutely. We take money for sure.
Oh, yes.
Cash fine, small bills?
Anything. We, you know, credit cards. I mean, we're not to the bartering place yet, but we could
chickens.
Do that. Yes. But, you know, they can reach us at our office or they can visit us online at BartlesvilleUW.org. We also have social media presence and love to have people follow us and like and share our posts. So, that is also Bartlesville UW, or search Bartlesville Regional United Way. So right now, currently, I'm trying to man that because my marketing person has just had a little baby. So,
a cute little baby.
Yes, he's adorable. But I will tell you that she does a way better job at keeping track of that stuff. So I appreciate her and look forward to her coming back. But I'm so proud of her for enjoying her time with her little boy, Carson.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we always have things going on and ways for people to help, don't we?
We absolutely do. So we have something very exciting next week, Tom.
What is that?
We are doing our Day of Caring kickoff. It's on Wednesday, September 29, and it's at 9 a.m. at the Tower Center at Unity Square. And we used to do this years and years ago where we would have our Day of Caring volunteers get together and just have a hey, go forth and do good. So we've started that back, and this year's the first time we've done it in a few years. Love for people to come out and just support the spirit of volunteerism, because it's really important for our agencies and schools and churches to get help that they may not be able to do due to funding restrictions. So this year we've had over 70 projects submitted by local nonprofits, and they don't have to be a United Way agency or so we've doing school projects. There's a few projects going on at my office, so we're excited about that event. So again, it's September 29 at 9 a.m. at Tower Center, and we'll have some refreshments and we'll have a lot of enthusiasm about volunteerism and living united.
You know, that seems to me to be fun. I've done something like that before in my life. I really did not know what I was going to get into, but once I got into it, it was a blast. And that you come away feeling a lot better about your community and a little bit better about yourself, too.
Mm-hmm. Annie was just telling us a story of this morning, so I don't know if you'd be comfortable sharing about the little girl in Tulsa.
Oh, I just, on the news this morning, there's a young woman at Carver Middle School, and there's a field trip, and it's $50 a student, and she noticed that some of her classmates were not going to be able to attend due to the cost, and so she started doing fundraising on her own to help her classmates be able to go, and I believe she said she's raised over $500 in 2 weeks, which is amazing, because she's one person, and I just think that goes to show that, I mean, people want, I believe, truly believe that people want to help, and people are looking for ways to help, and just what a difference we can all make in people's lives if we just, you know, put forth some effort. And what an amazing young woman. She's in middle school. Like, I wish I could find her. I mean, she obviously needs a United Way t-shirt.
Indeed. Indeed, she does.
If she's doing that as a middle school student, Just what a thoughtful person her mm-hmm. parents must be so proud of who they're raising. So there are just so many ways that we can help the people around us, and they don't have to be big things. You don't have to have tons of money to give. Maybe you have 5 minutes to have a conversation. You can give a smile to someone. That doesn't cost anything. It doesn't take any time. So there's just a lot you can do to lift up your community and people around you. So,
you know, I think everyone has that good in our soul. Sometimes we just have to be asked.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a very good point. So, and that's what we're trying to do, is to let people know of the opportunities around our great community that's given so much to so many people. It's good for us to give back. I've always said when I end up volunteering, it helps me just as much as it helps the person that I've helped volunteer. And this year, our Day of Caring shirts are very noticeable. I'm excited about the color. They are coral. They're bright. And they look really, really fantastic. So if you see people around town wearing those coral, not orange or pink, they're coral, Day of Caring shirts, ask them about it and say, hey, thanks for giving back to our community, because that's what life is all about. It's about us joining forces for good, for the betterment of all of us. So if my neighbor is hurting, I think it's my responsibility to pitch in and help, because I want everyone to be successful, not just those chosen few that may have had an easier path than some people.
Oh, indeed. Indeed. And, you know, the Bartlesville Regional United Way, we call it regional because there's a big region we cover.
Yes. So we serve the Now area, Nowata, Osage, and Washington counties. We also reach some parts of Kansas and parts of Craig County. Our agencies do a great job making sure that if you come from Kansas and you need some food from Mary Martha, they're going to serve you. If you need counseling at Samaritan Counseling, you don't live in one of those counties, they're going to serve you. So that's what I love about United Way, is that we all are working together. It's not us versus them. It's not, oh, my agency's better than the other agencies. It's because each agency, each program fits into a bigger piece of the puzzle, and it really does help those people that are in need.
Now, Lisa was talking about collaboration. Now, last year we had a real cold winter. I mean, really cold. Yeah. And we had a couple of agencies. Each one of them was thinking about doing something about keeping people warm for the winter. Guess what? They were at a United Way meeting, and they started talking. Next thing you know, a beautiful collaboration took part between two agencies. And by working together, by living united, a lot of people got a lot of coats in their time of need.
Yes, they sure did. And they've already worked on that, Tom. They're already planning for this year. I'm pretty sure they're going to distribute those coats either the end of this month or first part of October. That's a collaboration between Salvation Army and Mary Martha Outreach. And that was just a beautiful thing to witness, how they just took initiative to meet the needs of those school-age children that needed something warm to wear. And, I mean, although it's supposed to be 95 this weekend, which I just want to go on the record and say I'm tired of it, I'm ready for some fall, it'll be here before we know it, where people just are going to be cold and they need something warm, or they need food in their belly. And that's why Agape Mission, who serves those people that are hungry, or Mary Martha, who distributes food, or American Red Cross, who meets people in their time of crisis. That's why they're so important to our community. Mm-hmm. That's why giving to United Way allows people to not just pick one agency. They are able, through their donation, help so many, 14 partner agencies and 31 programs currently. And we're, as a board of directors, and Annie can attest to this, we're really looking at ways to widen our net.
Oh, really?
To make sure that we're being good stewards of the donor dollars, and that we're meeting the current needs of our community.
And what else we got going on?
So we're still doing a lot of campaign kickoffs with local organizations and businesses. Mm-hmm. And we're raising funds to meet that $2.3 million goal. We've wrapped up our golf tournament. Our Day of Caring is next week. Mm-hmm. So, and then just the normal day-to-day things, making sure that agencies have the support that they need. So we're excited about this kickoff. I hope to see people there. It'd be so amazing to see a lot of people support volunteerism.
Just remember, Annie already said it. We got this, man.
That's right.
Everybody's going to live united, come together. We got this. Everybody's going to pitch in.
That's true.
You know something? I share your optimism. I really do. This radio interview is also Annie's first, so I want to say thank you.
Yes.
thank you.
Yes. And I want to thank Annie as well. She's a great board member, but all of the board of directors for the United Way, they take the job seriously.
They do.
And they are living united as a board to do what's best for our community and for the Bartlesville Regional United Way.
And Lisa Carey, tell us once again where people can make a difference.
They can contact us at 918-336-1044. They can go to our website to donate or to ask questions at BartlesvilleUW.org. Or they can follow us on social media, on Facebook and Instagram, BartlesvilleUW.org. Or if they wanted to swing by our office, 415 East Silas Street. We have a buffalo in our front yard. Mm-hmm. And I'd be happy to give someone a Live United shirt. I pass those out for free.
She loves visitors.
I do. I'm an extrovert. So I do love that. And I'm so appreciative of those people that have taken me up on that request. And I've handed out a lot of T-shirts. So just drop by and see us. We're happy to explain what United Way does and how we use the dollars that you invest in our community.
Well, Amy Zaltzman, thank you very much for being here, and let's keep that campaign rolling.
We are going to keep it rolling because we have money to raise, because we have people to help.
Yes, we do. And Lisa, thank you also for dropping by and sharing all the good work that the Bartlesville Regional United Way does.
Thank you, Tom.
All righty.